This was not a triumphant week for those in charge of security in London. On Monday, a protester clad in Batman attire paid an uninvited visit to Buckingham Palace. Then on Wednesday, a group of fox-hunting advocates burst into the House of Commons before they were wrestled to the ground. Then yesterday, a reporter from the tabloid The Sun staged a stunt to highlight lax security at the seat of British government.
I'm Anthony France, an undercover reporter for The Sun newspaper. I've just managed to sneak into the Houses of Commons with this bomb-making equipment, undetected. I managed to pass through security, and nobody looked into my bag to see either the bomb or this video equipment.
That intrusion to prove a point was actually praised today by a government minister for highlighting the flaws in security in Parliament. Matthew Tempest writes for The Guardian. He says the Sun reporter was already installed undercover in the guise of a waiter at the House of Commons before he brought in the fake bomb.
I think it was a plastic lunchbox with an alarm clock and some batteries in it. They didn't risk anything stupid. But he did get in because he had his security pass and he'd been employed and his references had checked out, apparently, that he was in and no problem at all.
Even though he apparently used false references to get
the job. Well, this is just emerging this afternoon that these references were false and they were never followed up. Now, I think that's something that's going to have to be tightened up because the British security services certainly are very concerned that the security at the House of Commons has been lagging behind the security that we have, for instance, in the City of London, the financial district. There's a slight turf war going on. It goes back to the fact that we have a parliamentary democracy, and so there's the government in Downing Street and in Whitehall, and Parliament, the House of Commons, the House of Lords, like to think of themselves as slightly separated from the executive. And so they rather have clung on to their sort of slightly antiquated privileges of having old army chaps dressed up in 18th century uniforms of tights with swords.
And that is the security at the House of Commons. I've actually seen them referred to as men in tights.
They are literally men in tights, some of them with swords, ceremonial swords, dangling down the side of their legs. I mean, it's great for the tourism and for the atmosphere of the pictures, but I think things have got too serious and they are going to have to change. And that is not terribly popular because a lot of MPs feel that they're already cut off enough from the voters and from the public.
You mentioned that more security might not be popular among the members of the House of Commons, even though you write today in The Guardian that the Commons leader has said that Al-Qaeda has actually targeted Parliament.
Well, focused, yes. I mean, focused. That's the message that he's been given in private. And I suppose that you'd expect that in some ways. I mean, it's a very symbolic target and has been not just for Al-Qaeda, but going back, the last few decades of history. The IRA, the Republican terrorists fighting for Northern Ireland, brought their campaign over to London, and as recently as the 1970s, they managed to get a car bomb into the House of Commons car park, which is underneath the building, and that blew up one of Mrs. Thatcher's Northern Ireland ministers.
How do you explain the confluence this week of a number of these incidents? You had this reporter from The Sun infiltrating the Commons, smuggling in a fake bomb. You had the anti-fox-hunting protesters who stormed the floor of the House, and you also had some guy dressed up in a Batman suit on a ledge outside Buckingham Palace, all in the course of a week.
Yes, there's been a huge amount of direct action. The sheer concentration of incidents that we've had now, I think, is going to force the security services and the police in London to act.
And it sounds like the men in tights might need to be looking for another job, or at least a new costume.
I think they may be put out to pasture. The system we have at the moment, there's no ostentatiously armed police officers around. And, of course, on the other hand, if there had been, we could have been looking at a horrible scene of carnage, perhaps, where police officers shot protesters. And, that's the other extreme. People are cautious about going down that avenue.
Well, Mr. Tempest, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Matthew Tempest, political correspondent with The Guardian in London, talking about the recent breaches of security at the Palace of Westminster and Buckingham Palace.